Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Cole, Professor Emeritus, Agriculture Economics, and Academic Hall of Famer from Virginia Tech, Blacksburg, Virginia, and welcome to another edition of the Globetrotter of Agriculture. Today's theme is Spring Radar Screen. The days are getting longer, and planning and livestock plans are in high gear. What are some of the elements that need to be on the economic radar screen for this spring? Keep a close watch on the Chinese economy. In recent years, China has been the United States' leading agricultural trading partner. Chinese citizens saved $2.4 trillion during the three-year COVID lockdown. Will they start spending or be conservative in their consuming habits? This could impact the price of oil, energy, which is critical for both the U.S. and global agriculture. Next, focus on China's agricultural trade agreements with nations in the Southern Hemisphere. Brazil and others are becoming stronger competition for agriculture producers in the Northern Hemisphere. China's first choice may be these countries in the Southern Hemisphere, where they have invested over $1 trillion since 2013 through the Belt and Road Initiative. With expanding acreage in many countries below the equator, such as Brazil, agriculture trade competition will become more intense. Watch for the tightening of credit as a result of the regional bank failures in the U.S. and the large bank failure in Europe. This will ripple through agriculture at a time of high interest rates and inflated costs, which impacts the needs for credit. Regulators and government officials tend to overreact, which is being observed in the technology sector. The effects could ripple to the agriculture industry. Of course, weather in the U.S. and globally is a wild card. Adverse weather conditions in major production areas of the globe can quickly change the supply and demand equation. This, compounded with the ongoing war in Europe, located in a major breadbasket of the world, equates to the possibility of extreme and volatile prices, inputs, and interest rates. The economic health of the livestock industry needs to be examined. A reduction of the nation's cow herd because of last year's drought and consolidation across the livestock sector appears to be a trend of the future. The bottom line is that vigilance in strategizing and monitoring of plans and establishing financial guardrails of outcomes can provide a path for more objective decision making. The year 2023 may be positive on the profit and loss ledger. However, given some of the perspectives discussed above, mid-decade economics could become more challenging. See you the next time for another edition of the Globetrotter of Agriculture.